In recent years, some emergency call centers, including the one in King County, have been upgraded to handle text messages, but the systems don't work because wireless carriers don't yet offer the necessary text to 911 service. Now, the Federal Communications Commission is proposing that all phone providers be required to offer the service by May of 2014. Marlis Davis is manager of King County's enhanced 911 system. She says having text capability will be a huge improvement.
It's critical to provide that service to people with hearing and speech disabilities who cannot call 911 today.
Or, say, people in a domestic violence or hostage situation where talking on the phone could put them at risk. Still, and this is a point that Davis and other emergency officials emphasize, in most cases, just because you can text instead of call 911 doesn't mean you should.
A voice conversation is a much more efficient communication mode than texting back and forth. In Europe, they've shown that an emergency text conversation is taking more than 11 minutes.
The directive to call if you can will likely be part of the public education campaign when texting to 911 service becomes fully operational. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.